Yo.
Episode 57?
57.
George, Ryan.
Yep.
Greg, back in the building.
Yep.
Think this podcast.
George, who wears 57?
Number 57, because I have no idea.
Come on. I'm going to let you have it.
Bart Scott.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Bart Scott.
Bart Scott.
Mean Green. What's his name?
Mean Joe Green.
I have no idea. I think he wore 57 for the Steelers. I got nothing else.
That's I only knew Bart Scott.
Baseball players.
Oh, wait. Hang on. There was a Seahawk. Mike Miller?
Morgan.
Morgan Miller?
I think last name was Morgan. I don't know his first name.
Oh, Mike Morgan?
What are we talking about today?
You relying on me?
I don't know. Ryan, what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? We're going to talk about Puma Adidas lawsuit. We're going to talk about Deion Sanders hates Nike. Custom sneakers. Are they dead? Touch on the NFL draft a little bit. And then we'll get into our top 10 all-white sneakers of all time with the looming Yeezy V2 release. But as always, start off with pickups. Greg?
Oh, no pickups. Well, actually, real quick, follow us, iTunes, subscribe, YouTube, subscribe, IG, follow us, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, Facebook. Look for us, Think This Podcast. Pickups this week.
Soon, we'll be on the Rejuvenator YouTube channel, coming to you live. Not live, but live enough.
We'll be there. Pickups. George, you want to go first?
Sure.
What you got?
Why don't you go first?
I have nothing.
Okay, there, let's get that out of the way.
Nothing until June 1st, but I'm telling you this. I'm real close to copping a lot of stuff.
You've been real close since January 2nd.
I put stuff in cart today, and then I took it out. I put it back
there
in.
There's nothing to put in cart unless you're buying it after the, like.
No, it was just stuff. Like, my eBay cart was lit, bro. Facts.
Okay, yes, but that's my point is that's aftermarket stuff. There's nothing that released that you're
I ain't tripping over another release right now. Exactly. Although I consider buying Yeezys for $6.99.
Okay, well, you're a moron. Anyways, pre-ordered the Ultra Boost Olive. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Olive next Ultra Boost. And I have no idea why. I just saw the tweet and said, might as well cop it. That's it.
That's it?
What you got?
Oh, I got a list of pickups. I got a grocery list of pickups. I picked up another Jordan Royal 1, another Jordan 11 Low Carolina. I got a Jordan 1 Los Angeles at the outlet for $60. Picked up a Kith New Balance Cyclade, and finally got my Beluga 350 V2, and that's it.
Celebration.
Ding, 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 ding. Beluga's in the building.
What size you get?
10.5.
That fits?
Yeah, actually it does. It actually does.
I will say, though, a 10.5 does fit in Yeezys. I could probably fit a 10.5. It depends.
They're made different than the...
They definitely fit snugger than the other V2s, yes.
I don't know if it's a knit or what, but yeah.
My olives kind of fit a little snug, I think.
You got a 10.
Yeah, I have 10s in all of them. Every single one is a 10, but I know I could go up to a 10.5.
And you're saying the olives fit the same way?
Yeah, to me it fits the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a 9.5 at first, and Ryan gave me the 10 when we left undefeated that one time and got them.
Yeah,
I know that, but I'm talking about the Beluga. You said you got a 10,
oh,
right?
Yeah, they're both in 10s. They both
and
10s.
They fit the same?
Fit the same to me.
Oh.
So... What's coming out this week?
A lot of stuff coming out this week. There's a Yeezy V2 white.
Trash.
There's two or three Vapor Maxes coming out. Asphalt gray, I think one of the color.
Oh, yeah.
Wings and Horn, Adidas NMD pack.
Nah.
Tomorrow, Supreme Nike Up Tempo pack.
Nah.
Nah?
No.
None?
Y'all copping those?
I'm copping golds for certain. I'm trying.
Those suck.
I'm going into work early to get on that T1 internet to try and cop a pair.
You didn't buy a bot or a cart?
Not yet. No, I don't want to buy for that.
How much is it?
How much is the bot?
The, yeah, right. For it. Or add the card or whatever.
Probably $100.
You copping, George?
$75.
Man.
You're not going to even sell? Try to sell? You're not even trying to cop to sell?
I'm going to try and cop to sell, but those are awful.
Okay, I already had a bad experience trying to buy Supreme stuff to resell, so no thank you.
What was that?
Those all black, whatever they were, 98 Air Max, whatever.
Oh, those are different.
What's the difference?
I mean, this one's branded Supreme. There's no bigger way to brand Supreme than this way. I mean, if there's a Supreme item that you could sell, it's these. What's retail? What do they sell for? $260?
No. It's got to be either two or 220. I mean, the Jordan fives were 220. Retail was 190. So they
everything
were 30
was
over retail.
Everything with Supreme is like ends with an eight, right? Like 198.
Yeah, they were
148.
So they were two.
Oh, really?
I think.
I think.
I just
they were two. I just 218, add to cart.
Check out.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't check out, so no one checks out.
Lots of people check out.
I've checked out.
Then we got your grills. Air Shakes are releasing in the white, blue, white, red, and black, white colorways.
Probably by white reds.
The Nike LeBron 14 red carpets, which is actually probably the best LeBron 14 that's released. That's gonna that has yet to release besides the original one.
So no, the best LeBron 14 is the Mag one.
What Mag one?
The Mag colorway. It's silver, Mag lights on it inside.
And it released?
Yeah, it was released.
Okay, they suck, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, the red carpets are kind of fire.
I don't know.
And then finally,
The
Nike Air Sock Racer Ultra Flyknit. And I'm kind of intrigued by them.
Sock racers are something you find at like Nordstrom Outlet, and you're just happy that you found them for like $39.
They remind me of the first Flyknit Freeze that you and I bought every colorway of outlet stores.
Yeah, and those hurt our feet after
that. They hurt the shit out of your feet.
Oh, Crystal White Ultra Boost come out too. With the silver boost.
Those are fire. Yeah.
You copping those, George?
Nope.
Them, what?
I think they come out tomorrow.
Them joints are today. Fire.
Them I didn't say they weren't fire. I'm just not buying them. Oh. I don't even know why I bought the olive one. Yeah, I might take it back.
You pre-ordered an olive when you should have been getting
you sell your, you sell your orange boost yet?
Yeah, a long time ago.
How much did you sell those for?
I don't know, retail. I made like $5 or something.
What's our
better
top,
than losing money.
You told them what our top 10 today is, right?
Top
Hold
10
on a second.
Greatest all-white sneakers of all time.
To us.
To us.
Sure, not all white shoes, but cool.
All white shoes suck.
Yes, they do. The best, the best shoe.
You actually like a pair that's on my list that I bought not too long ago.
I love two. All right, all white shoes of all time. There's only two I love.
I think there's more.
I think there's more than that.
Love.
I think there's more than two that you
love.
Okay,
well, yeah. Then I guess define love.
All white shoes and all black shoes are the worst shoes of all time. Facts. All white shoes, the people that wear all white shoes are like the guy that is like your mom's friend and he takes you to ice cream and tell you he's not replacing your dad. That's that's who wears all white shoes.
I didn't even follow along on that, so.
That's who wear all white shoes.
And
your new stepdad.
And,
like, that's who wear all white
and
shoes.
Rapping nurses.
And Jerry Seinfeld.
Sybil's friend, rapping nurses.
Yeah, rapping nurses and ice cream men.
The best shoe that Sybil didn't even mention, and it may only be a Europe release, but that Air Presto White Safari.
Oh, Safari Pack.
Flames.
They're what?
High key flames.
Whoa, the Nike ID stuff?
No. It's a pack. It's a yellow Safari print pack, a white one that looks like a cement fours.
Oh, and, those are fire. Oh, they're Prestos.
There's a red That's one and something else. The white ones are the best ones. Yes. But yeah, them joints are fire.
Those are fire.
Flames. High key flames.
Real quick, shout out to the homie Trey D Kicks. Subscribe to him on his YouTube channel. Does great unboxings. That's a super homie. Listens to the podcast.
Better unboxings than Sneak Disc unboxings?
We've only ever done one. Yo, y'all need to do unboxings. Y'all need to give me all boxes.
I don't buy anything, so
I'll just have everything mailed.
You just want me to like,
house.
You just want me to like tape something.
Yeah,
up
but
and
you
unbox
guys,
it?
You guys want to let me unbox it because my next unboxing is gonna be lit. Maybe literally.
Yes, literally.
No, literally lit.
I'm debating on like just going outside and just throwing at a moving car and let the shoes fall out and just see what happens.
There's another 9317 coming out this weekend too. By the way,
the black with the leather.
Yeah. No.
Is this weekend?
You're not buying
that 9317. The
one with the EQT. super boost.
I don't think I like those anymore. Though.
Oh, okay.
I think I like the white ones now. The most.
I like the white ones.
Dang, you said you were buying those first.
No, I'm having problems.
I'm mad I didn't buy that black pair, though. I should have bought that.
Man, everything that was in my cart today came out in like 91, between 91 and 98 today.
Oh, it's not even wearable anymore then.
Everything I buy OG is wearable.
Also, the Pantone 7s. I don't know if you said that or not.
I did not say that. I forgot about those.
Shoes.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm just saying they're coming out. Some people will listen.
Those are for newborn babies.
Facts.
That
people got upset with that.
I remember.
You didn't like that.
And the Wings and Horns NMD R2s are coming out. The ones
I said
that.
He said that.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah,
right.
They suck.
They suck.
There's a regular and a prime knit, right? And that?
I don't know.
The only one I would consider buying is the one that's like off white. The gray one's just kind of, maybe it's like suede or something.
Terrible.
I mean, they don't suck, but they suck.
But, oh, yeah, sorry. Once again, shout out to the homie Trey D Kick. Subscribe to his YouTube page. Super cool cat. Also, everybody who wanted a beater, they're coming. It's just taking some time. I'll send them joints this week.
How many beaters are we finally ever sending?
I'm going to send five.
Five? Good. How many do you need? Three?
I don't own a beater.
I have beaters.
I think I'm sending very, very near DS. Like, that's all I got.
Beaters.
I might send DS pairs.
I have stuff from college still. I was sending you pictures of, I was sending y'all pictures of beaters 2 weeks ago.
I mean, if you bring some beaters, it's gonna be messed up because I'm gonna be sending some DS to some. I only got very near DS stuff. Like
I can supply 5 beaters.
I mean, I don't want them joints to be that beat.
Oh, like super beat, like homeless.
We're going to send some rejuvenated 3 brush.
Yeah, we're going to yeah.
laundry kit.
We can send some rejuvenators with our beaters. That's what that's what should be our new thing. We should send beat ass shoes with rejuvenators and make people clean them and send us the videos in. Send us the videos in. That's what we're going to start doing. From now on, every beater will come with rejuvenator, and you will sneaker laundry system that shit, and you will make it look DS, and you will give us before and afters.
Somebody recorded a video recently with rejuvenator, and it made me upset.
Oh, put it that way. My
I'm not going to say any names.
I'm not going to say
He's
any names.
He's fam now. He's fam now.
I'm not going to say any names, all right? Now, I appreciate the video because it's rejuvenator. But that was the worst video I've ever seen, period, in the history of vlogging forever, all right? Forever, all right? Period. I can't even believe it. I felt so bad watching. It was cringeworthy, all right? Not saying no names, all right? But homeboy is wild.
Yes, okay.
Deion
yes.
Sanders.
He is wild.
I what? He's wild. Anyways, Deion Sanders, Complex Shopping. Y'all watch Deion Sanders?
We did.
Deion Sanders.
I didn't watch it. I just heard what was said afterwards.
Deion Sanders might still be the coolest cat.
Deion Sanders is the coolest dude.
Stop it. Not. We're not talking about NFL Network. We're not talking about NFL Network. Deion Sanders in tacky suits.
We're talking
suits.
About the person.
You got to watch it. You'll be like, oh, he's still that guy.
Yeah. There's people I would put ahead of him.
He started rapping his lyrics know. From.
Yeah, he thinks his song is the best rap song of all time for athletes.
No, but when he raps it. And he raps about the 6 bun suit.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure it's terrible.
Like, you know what? All
right. Yes, if Roy Jones started rapping his, you would be like, oh, I love it.
Roy
no.
Jones used no. to be able to rap, but he sucked. Right.
A lot of cats used to be able to. I mean.
Shaq, he had bars. Facts. Don't even debate it.
I'm not, but that's what I'm saying. The fact that you think that you, like, I'm, maybe you don't agree with Deion, but the fact he would say that, and then you're like, oh, he might be the coolest person.
He's
no.
still cool, though.
He still has super
Bruh,
swag.
His Complex Shopping, he brought in his sons. And his the son's crew to shop. He didn't even cop. He just sat there and they cop sneakers.
What can he cop? Under Armour don't make nothing.
Well, that's true.
That's the only thing he's gonna cop these days.
Deion Sanders said that he would never work with Nike again. You watched it, right?
Yeah.
Because he went to them and said that he should have a line, right? That's what yeah. he said. He should have a line of wear or sneakers. I don't know where. Other that, athletes wear them.
Yeah, like instead of like pro football players wearing Jordan brand, like they should wear in Deion Sanders, like Deion Sanders cleats. But also, they retroed all that shit and didn't.
Wait,
and didn't,
cleats or not?
No, all the train. Like, they retroed all the trainers.
He's talking about back in the day.
He's talking about back in the day, and then, like, and then Joe was like, well, who would be wearing them now? And he was like, well, cats like Richard Sherman, and, you know, like, he's like.
Patrick Peterson.
I mean, he didn't say Joe Hayden, but I'm sure he meant to.
So. Yes. His career is over.
No, you're crazy. He's just been injured. We'll
his
see.
Career is over.
We'll see.
You need to chill out. You said the same, thing about, the same thing about Victor Cruz.
Actually,
his career is over.
Joe Hayden, though. Joe Hayden's gym, his workout gym and training facility followed us on Instagram.
Good, good for them.
So you better be respectful. Though.
You better be respectful. He's going to get you in shape.
Listen, there's...
He's going to get you in shape for the wedding.
There's plenty of athletes out there doing good things in the community that aren't athletes on the field anymore. That just is what it is. That's not being mean.
Joe Hayden is he's a friend of the show. He's a cousin of the show.
Okay, well, yes.
Cousin Hayden, you ain't been good in about 3 years. So just so we're clear.
But
no one is not getting, you know what I mean? No one has like a free pass on this show.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we draft Hooker on Thursday and get some help in that secondary, Joe Hayden is
good. I mean, Hooker's good. He can play.
He can play.
Nike. I took it as he felt that Nike didn't have the vision back then.
See, I took it as like Nike's disrespected him lately, like, cuz he made a comment like, you know, they dropped all these shoes again that I helped design,
right.
And guess what? I didn't see any deposits in my bank account, which I mean is a similar thing that Reebok did to Frank Thomas.
Facts.
I mean, like,
Converse did it to Larry
Converse
Johnson.
Converse did it to Larry Johnson.
Reebok, I think, even did it maybe to Sean Kempton. Possibly
well, the
early
only
on.
The only did. Thing I would say is caution on saying help design, because in those days we're not certain that they had a say in what the shoe.
Deion
looked
said
like.
He did.
He said. Like,
I mean,
he
I'm,
said like the strap.
They wouldn't
was his
even
idea,
let
the
Nike
flow
was hesitant to let Kanye do something in 2014 or
okay.
10 or whatever.
Okay,
so that's 80 whatever.
But this
89.
This is one of the problems too. Like Deion said, when you take away and Deion's Diamond Turf. I have the original OGs, 92, 94, 95.
Yeah, Mervin's.
Fact, OG. No, I got all mine from Nike Factory, Oregon, Beaverton, all right, for free, all right, and I still have them. My friend's mom used to work. Them joints are missing elements that make them retros. That's what I hate. How you said, how Dion was like, they didn't give me the direct deposit once they made the sneaker. That Diamond Turf, not Diamond Turf, whatever it was, the one that with the swirls.
Yeah.
And in the bottom of the air bubble, it didn't have Dion wearing the bandana.
Yeah, it had the field goal. It had like the goalposts, yeah, right?
I don't care.
Or is that air?
About the sole bottom stuff. But if it's not a Dion, if it's missing that element, I don't want it.
It's not anymore. A retro.
It's not a retro. It's like when Sensations came out. When Sensations came out and they're Chris Webber's originally.
Yeah.
Didn't put the CW in the back. It's like LPW or Air Up There, More Up There's.
Air Force Maxes whatever came out. They didn't have the 3 and the 4 on the pull tab.
Like that.
Oh, I never the four even noticed that.
Facts. Like it's like a total. It's like a thing of like when Nike. We constantly talk about Nike constantly bringing out retros way too late. That's one. Like Dion's have come out way too many times. Period. They come out way too late, and they come out not done correctly, either quality wise or.
No, it's not that it's not done correctly. They did that on purpose for some of those. If they know Dion is with Under Armour, they're not going to put any ode to Dion on the shoe. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but come on, man.
But I mean, that's a thing.
What do you mean? Like, come on, it's a business. We talked about this.
I get that, but it's like, you know, if he truly did have something to do with the design, just like I'm sure eventually Nike's going to re-release Yeezys 1 and 2. And not give Kanye anything for it because...
Well, they have to change the name because...
Well, yeah, they'll change the name on it. Exactly. But I mean, like... But
Dion's was never Dion's. You
don't have
to
change the name of an Air Yeezy.
You don't have
to change his name. Not his legal name.
What are you talking about? That's what he's known as.
It doesn't
matter. Known as and legal is two different things. It's two different things.
They could call it the Yeezy 1 and the Yeezy 2 and they wouldn't...
There's no way that Nike would... In my opinion, there's no way Nike would do that. What? I mean...
Okay, well, then, I bet they would. You know what this is kind of like? This is kind of like right now. This is confirmed. Right,
I mean, it would sell even if they called it Air Yellow Wall. You're
right.
You know what I mean? Like, but doesn't
this
matter.
This is confirmed. Like, so Dion, talking about the retros, we're talking about not done correctly, coming too late, whatever. This is the Jordan 3s are confirmed for 2018, right?
Yeah, with the Nike.
The Nike in the back. Back. Okay.
Yeah, Black Simmons?
Yeah.
I didn't
confirmed.
Know that.
It's confirmed. 2018.
Well, yeah, Soul Collector.
Okay.
Put it out, so I assume that's correct.
Now, they should sell out.
Oh, absolutely. They 100%. If they don't, there's a problem.
Now, but they're almost too late. Like,
nah.
No, not a Black Cement. Not a Black Cement.
Not a Black Cement.
The
only
reason
because
is,
the last one came out in what? 90?
With Nike Air on it?
Yeah, 99. 99. 99. 99. Every one in between, every single Black Cement 3 in between 99 and now are all fakes. Replicas, in my opinion. I don't care where they came from. If they don't got Nike in the back, they're all replicas. They look like the original, not the original. Deion Sanders talking about them not giving him the direct deposit in the back for something and not using him for it is to me like a prime example of like either losing the vision of what made you what you are. I mean, what Nike had the vision for that sneaker or, you know, just coming out too late, like with Jordan 3s. Like,
no one in this era was going to buy Diamond Turfs. So that's different.
People did.
They did.
There are people in our Diamond, in our ASU okay. group
yes.
that has every
and,
single
and,
pair of them.
And what happened? Diamond Turfs were half price.
And they paid
I mean, they did.
Half price.
But they paid retail.
Who paid retail?
The people.
Well, I don't care about them. That's like an even smaller portion of talking about sneakerheads, which is already a small portion. People, shoes going on clearance for half off, those shoes are irrelevant. I mean, you're talking about, you can't compare Black Cement 3 with a Diamond Turf. You can't.
You're
because
right.
that shoe was going to sell. I mean, there's still
True
some Jordans
sell
that
out,
sell out.
But I hope
True
to
Blue
God,
but
out. I hope to God that Black Cements are done better than True Blue 3s. Because True Blue 3s, actually, True Blue 3s are at Anthem right now for $169.
I mean, that was never, I grew up in the Jordan era, you know, as a 10-year-old, when the 4s came out, 9 when the 3s came out. The True Blue 3 was never had the following that the other two had. Never.
That's true.
I mean, it never did.
I mean,
it never
cement,
had the following that the white
and
black
cement definitely were. Leaps and bounds above True Blue 3s.
Yeah.
That's, y'all copy
this? If Military 4 came out right now, they wouldn't sell
they wouldn't
out.
Sell
Same
out.
Kind of thing.
But a well, black cement.
What's that?
But white cement 4s didn't sell out with a Nike Air on the back.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Those are selling for $350 now. Yes, they did.
I got them under retail.
We have on swoosh. Not
yeah.
East Bay is not letting you use a discount code for that.
No, but I mean they sat. I mean they sat for like a week or two.
Nah, I don't remember that.
I don't know. I think Nike It's like the
But I think Rodman. Black cement definitely brings more hype than white cement does. Like, black cement 3 and a white cement 3? I mean, look, at, actually, well, eight, I was surprised. I saw an
sold out a million times.
But I saw an 88, I can't remember where it was. I saw a size 10.5, 88 on Instagram somewhere, dead stock for $300. Like, they've come down a lot.
A lot of, that used to be $500 like that.
I thought that was still kind of high, $300.
Oh, when really? You bought your
late cost $220 like or something retail. So.
No, I paid for my 88s. I think I paid $295 or something. Oh, that's not like
okay.
That.
You got them like close to release date. Though.
I can't stand threes, but I've owned almost every single three, and I'm buying these for like the fourth time. I'm copping those.
The Blacksmiths?
I know people say that we don't like Jordans, but we do like Jordans, and I'm copping those.
I love OG Jordans.
I love all OG Jordans. Facts. That's why I can't get rid of my maroon sixes. I can't get rid of them.
They suck.
First of all, they don't suck.
They
don't suck. He even saw them in person.
We had an argument about what sucks in a car. Like what sucks.
Our definitions of suck are different.
First of all, he held him in hand at Ben Hadlow's Fest, and he fell.
If there's something, and we don't need to make a long conversation about it, but if there's something today that you either can't wear or refuse to wear, it sucks.
No, it doesn't.
That's my definition.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
Fine. Let's move on then. Foam posits. Copper foam posits. One of the best.
Super suck.
Stop it.
Super
one of the best sneakers of all time.
What do you mean stop it? You know how I've felt about foams forever. The only foam that I ever said that I might put on my foot is maroon. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
That's fine with you.
Trash.
Ryan, does foam posits suck?
Hang on. Let me ask you this.
They suck.
As a shoe or would I wear it?
As the shoe. Not whether you wear it.
Aesthetically, as a shoe, no, they don't suck.
They don't suck.
For me wearing them, they suck. I like
them.
To look at them. I think they're
beautiful.
Sick, but I've tried to wear them. I've tried to make them work. I can't.
If a copper and a Royal One is sitting, there is no hope for foam posits.
Well, yeah,
period.
We already know that.
I know that, but I'm just saying, I thought a copper would sell out.
Oh, no.
I did.
Why?
Actually,
it's a copper and a Royal
You probably
one.
Can get the copper that came out recently for close to retail now.
Didn't the maroons sit?
Yeah.
Or they sold out?
Yeah, the maroons. Well, it was like if you tried hard enough paws, you could find one for under retail on Swoosh or, you know, in a Nike.
Maroons are top
employees.
Maroons are top five foam posits of all time.
It wasn't like something where they sold out and then they were going for $350 immediately because three, four years ago, they were. You could buy any foam posit and resell it for $350. I checked my eBay listings. Fighter Jets, $350.
Oh, yeah.
Sold $350.
Sold
Fighter Jets.
For a grip.
Jim Greens, is that what the one that was kind of like?
Shout out to Damian Walker.
Fighter Jets sold for $350?
I sold my Fighter Jets for $350.
I need to get on
immediately.
I sold mine for $350 too.
I need to get on eBay today and put Fighter Jets on eBay for $350.
Well, they ain't $350 no more.
I think they are.
Years ago.
I don't know.
And then what was that? Jim Greens was the one with but it was like metallic or something.
Yeah, like that metallic green.
Yeah,
it was
sold
a
those,
pro, right?
$350, and the dude messaged me back the next day and was like, oh, I bought these too soon. I should have waited.
Same thing to me. I don't
know. He had already paid too, and I shipped him, and he was like, oh, damn, I should have waited.
I think it's, yeah, I don't know.
So, in other words, maroons did not do that. They may have done like that, sold out online, but still could find them in the stores or whatever. I remember we were talking at some point about if we could get them under retail or whatever, but no.
I feel like Nike's been fake selling stuff out.
Well, it always sells out online because think about how many people around the country.
And then, like, 3 days later, it's a full size run again.
They do that.
They sell, like,
that may happen, but also it sells out online sometimes, and then it's readily available other places. Because think about, like, people live, like, in Idaho or, like, Utah or places that don't have stores. Like, they got to order online. That's their only option.
Utah's kind of lit.
Okay.
Next topic. They don't have alcohol, but they might have J's.
I think they have alcohol. They just don't have it on Sundays.
They got compounds.
They got
several wives.
They got plenty of women to turn into wives and guns, and I don't know, that's about it.
I don't think
they got good skiing.
I don't know. I think
they
I
got
just,
that.
I think I'm just getting more really white. Annoyed that like certain sneakers are getting disrespected. You know? Copper foam.
It's 2017. What do you want? Stuff to be the same forever? You and not wearing baggy jeans no more. What's the difference?
You
copper
hate foams.
Copper foams and Royal foams.
It can't be that you're
out.
Bothered though. That's not the right terminology.
Me.
Well, you don't.
Did you buy them?
Bothers me. No.
Then you contributed.
But I have the original OG copper foams.
You contributed.
But you don't care about them.
I do care about them. That's why I've never got rid of them. If I didn't care
about
them.
You've also never worn them.
Okay.
I mean,
what are you talking about? Yes, I have.
When?
I had double pairs, and I sold one to somebody in the sneaker group, and I wore my other one before.
6 years ago?
I almost called it what we called it. Anyways.
When did you?
I wore them like in 2015, bro.
No.
Anyways, I don't know. I don't like OGs sitting.
Of course.
Okay.
You're disgusting.
I don't like OGs sitting at all. I don't care what they are.
It's natural, no?
What they are. The red ones, the red ones are coming out next month, I think.
The red what?
The red foams. And those are fire.
Oh, no. I mean, they're fire, but nobody wants them. Like,
I don't care, man. The foam posits, what we said last time, they need a signature
athlete.
They'll
have them on Piru Street and in Chicago.
They need to give them the, they need to make them John Wall signature.
Spoiler alert, what's not on my list? All white foams.
Well, all white foams is one of the worst.
One of the worst things of all time.
I don't even remember that. Oh, all white foams. So.
Oh my god, they were terrible.
I remember the penny pack one, and then obviously pearls. I don't remember all white.
Suck too.
It's because foams suck. They all suck.
Just to touch on something a listener asked us. A listener messaged us, and I tell we talk about it, or we bring it up. We'll touch on it. Custom sneakers. I don't know if either one of you own a custom sneaker. They wanted to know, how did we feel about a custom sneaker? I wish I could remember his IG or whatever it was. And I said, yeah, I asked Ryan and George. I asked him on air. How do you guys feel about custom sneakers?
See, it's tough because, like, I look at the stuff that Rob Base does, like the Louis Vuitton Vans and stuff like that. I think they're fire. You don't like them?
No, I think they're fire, but...
But here's the problem is that I... Like, anybody who I've ever known that ordered a custom sneaker, bought a custom sneaker, had a sneaker customized, it's like you wear it once and the shit, like, cracks, like, the paint falls off. Like, it's just...
See, I know nobody with one. I've never even bothered to even try. Like, oh, George hates everything.
I think a custom sneaker is a piece of art rather than something you wear.
I customize my own sneakers. I get those ones that are, like, OGs with the, like, yellowing on the outsole, and I just take the yellowing off. And
it's white. That's a custom. Use that sauce.
No, not that kind of the stuff you can just, like, use a household cleaner for.
Rejuvenator.
I'm sure Rejuvenator would take it off too.
Nick Almighty will get that right off for you. Get that yellow right off. We'll turn them white again.
I think it was like that spray that I was telling you about, Gugon or whatever. You use that spray, it takes it off.
You mean Defender spray?
I thought you said there was a custom that you wanted to do one time.
Oh, I'm sure there's been a thousand customs I wanted to do, but
I don't know, man.
Like, I bought two or three laser ones to get them customized.
Oh, that's right.
And I still have two or three laser ones uncustomized sitting at the top of my shoe.
What were you going to customize laser ones to?
I can't even remember.
It was something that I think other people were going to do.
I was probably going to do a fucking fragment and something stupid.
I don't know, man. Customs, I think they're dead, man. I don't think anybody cares about
customs. Customs are for pro athletes to wear in a game, and that's it.
I think customs, there's two types of customs.
Like, I mean, perfect example is Vic. Like, Vic does all those. I mean, he just still does some customs, but, like, most of his stuff is just pure restoration. Like, nobody talks about Mosh anymore. Does anybody talk about Mosh anymore?
Who the heck is that?
I don't hear anybody talk about Mosh anymore.
What's the dude who made the LeBron custom?
Doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
Daniel showing us something. What is that?
A custom.
Who? By who?
Yeah, but see, okay, let's go like this. So
customs were never important to me. Let me just get my opinion out right now.
Let
me
see real quick. On it again.
Oh, it's gone.
So
it's
Daniel fixed. From Rejuvenator just showed us a custom that, shout out to Vic Almighty, did. Looks like an all-royal.
What was it? It was the base.
And it looks fire.
It was. Oh, the base was the Laney. I might have to give Vic my Laneys.
That looks fire.
That looks super
okay,
fire.
Okay, but see, that's the difference between what I consider a custom and a fake. There's two types of
Dodger Blue.
It's like the gym blue, gym red,
but there's two types of custom sneakers. All right, there's a fake. There's a fake custom.
I would wear it, but I would okay. So here's the thing:
and a regular custom.
Dang, cut me off.
No, you cut me off. You cut me off. A custom is changing the color of a shoe, changing a Laney to a blue. A fake is
taking my laser and turning it into a fragment. That's a fake.
Oh yeah, I guess that could be.
I think that's a fake.
And I hate to say this because he's a cousin of the show, Mr. Rob Base. Love all that stuff. But once you rebrand a sneaker and put Supreme on it, it's now a fake.
It is a fake.
If you put Louis Vuitton print on a sneaker now, it's now a fake. If you make it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'd wear all them. Them joints are fire that he does. I mean, the work that he does by hand is dope. So do we like customs? Yes and no. Am I considering doing a royal one? Possibly.
Because you have Laneys.
I got two.
I have Laneys.
Those are fire.
Fire flame.
So that's just to touch on that real quick. Shout out to him. I don't remember who that is. What else are we talking about? Pumas? Lawsuit?
Yeah, we can talk about Pumas.
George, fill us in.
Fill us in, George. Let's hear about this thing that happened when you were born.
Yes.
In 1922, when the Puma
it's
and
not
Adidas
a
brothers
it's not
quit.
A breaking story. That's not the point. The point is I don't think many people in the sneaker community know, number one,
that Adidas doesn't own Boost.
Yes, Boost is not an Adidas technology. They don't own a patent.
But you talked about that on the show before when you said that Nike was offered Boost before Adidas and they turned it down.
Yes, in a way though, this is a different topic because Nike's not making their own Boost shoe.
No,
you know what I mean. So, this is something I saw online probably earlier this week or last week. So Puma was trying to make a Boost shoe. Anyways, the technology is owned by BASF, which is a German company. I'm sure everybody who's around my age or our age remembers those the commercials way back in the day when they were like, BASF doesn't make the basketball, it makes it bounce higher. You guys remember those commercials?
I don't remember. Literally have no idea what you're talking
no
about.
No clue.
You don't remember
about.
Those commercials?
No, I do.
I'm going to find one on YouTube and show it to you. But that was like.
Does that predate color television?
This is probably like 10 years ago.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what that means.
Are you sure?
Did you never watch TV growing up? You didn't have a TV.
I remember GAC commercials and like Frosted Flake commercials and Super Soaker commercials.
What you got?
Okay. Well, that must have been when you were watching Power Rangers.
And then what happened?
Anyways.
Yes, you were watching CNN.
Power Rangers are lit.
Power Rangers one of the worst things that ever happened I've ever seen
Stop
in my entire
it.
Life.
Because
Stop
when
it.
Power Trash. Rangers came out, you were already in college. That's why it sucked to you.
Yeah. Right. You were getting your doctorate.
Probably not true, but Power Rangers was trash.
I was in sixth grade when Power Rangers came out.
If you didn't have the White Ranger the Green Ranger whistle dagger, don't talk to me.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
Literally, no idea what that means.
What was it? The flute dagger? If you didn't have that,
and the dragon would come out the water,
like Godzilla.
Y'all literally just played the most suspect like companion flute I've ever seen in my entire life, and you asking me did I watch? That was like a collab flute where y'all floated up in the air like fairies.
Bruh.
And
the
then
Dragon
flew
Zord,
away.
Dragon Zord or whatever it was called would come out of boiling water.
The water was
boiling, and he would come out. Shout out to the Green Ranger.
Shout out to the Green Ranger. You know he's fighting. He's fighting UFC against CM Punk.
Oh, he's gonna die.
No idea what that means.
Go ahead. What?
But anyway, so Puma was attempting to use the same technology because it's not owned.
Okay,
by
so
Adidas.
was this technology made by BASF? Or was it Puma technology?
No, it was developed by BASF.
Okay.
Boost.
Yes. The compound is Boost. So, I forgot what I was talking about. So Puma wanted to make a shoe. They filed a lawsuit, and the lawsuit was decided a year ago. So the German courts basically said.
And they called it MPLS.
So the German court ruled in Puma's favor and said that since Adidas doesn't have a patent for the technology, they can't force BASF to whatever keep it Adidas exclusive forever. So anyways, the contract eventually runs out.
But
so at
win?
Some point no, I have no idea. No one does. So at some point these other companies are going to start making shoes with the same technology. Puma has already made a shoe with Boost technology called Energy. That's their line. If you go look at an Energy shoe, the technology looks exactly like Boost. It's crazy. So In other words, I don't think many sneakerheads knew, number one, that Adidas was not the original creator.
And the Weeknd did not use Energy.
And the Weeknd's shoe does not have Energy, so I don't understand that. And this is where you come in.
This is where I come in. I don't know why you feel like the Weeknd shoe should have used Energy technology. Why?
Doesn't every collab shoe that's hot with Adidas use Boost technology?
But that's the thing. We're talking about the internet era. It's worse to get clowned on.
For faking.
Because they would have went in if Puma came out with a shoe that had, and nobody knew this, what you're telling us now. I didn't even know this, that Boost or Energy was on Puma first. So just imagine if
No, I don't think it was on Puma first.
Okay, well, I didn't know it was on Puma at all.
Yeah, neither
now,
did I.
Now, let's say Weekend Shoe comes out, which looks halfway decent. It's all right. It's overpriced.
What a decent shoe.
It's like that sock material goes up. It's like
$160. Oh, I think, okay.
The shoe was not, seen it? That shoe is not bad. Now, let it come out with something that looks like Boost on the bottom.
And let him climb.
Nah, I don't think so.
No, absolutely. Because nobody knew what you just said. We didn't know that. Not a single person.
Yes, but that's not going to lead directly to people clowning for trying to copy something.
Adidas is up here with popularity. They'd be like, bro, come out these fake Boost Pumas, yes. Puma trying to bite Adidas.
Absolutely.
Without knowing the actual real backstory. We're talking about the internet and regular people. We're not talking about people with common sense.
I'm aware of that. Why wouldn't they do it already just because he signed with Puma then?
Why wouldn't they do it already?
Didn't copy
nobody
Boost.
Knew it.
They copied all the other technology, the sock liner, the knit, all that other stuff. What's the difference?
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares about that.
They make Aroma. That doesn't matter. Aroma is the greatest
nobody
shoe of all time.
Cares about
no,
top three greatest
nobody
shoes.
Nobody
cares about Flyknit, Prime Knit, whatever Puma uses, whatever Reebok's using now.
So no one cares about nothing else, only Boost.
Yes. You're the Boost
and
snob.
Air.
You're not the Flyknit snob or the Prime Knit snob.
Are you
going to
be the energy snob? Are you the energy snob?
You got to change
what
it.
Does
you
got to change. You what does that have to do now? With anything? You're talking about one technology would matter, the other one doesn't.
You're the energy god.
No, I'm saying that what you're telling us now about Puma and that technology, not a single person knows about who are into sneakers. That's
no, I didn't
fact.
Say not okay. a single person knows, okay, but I'm fine. Sure. I'm sure I've never heard it discussed before.
Right. Now,
and for you to say that
now,
Roma sucks, shut up.
I didn't say they suck. You said they were
top
the best
three of all
shoe.
Time. Top three.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay. Now, if the Weekend shoe came out and it has something similar to what we only know as Boost, people would have went in. They
I don't.
Come on, George. Stop it.
And what if you put a Puma shoe on? What if he comes out with a Puma shoe and then he gets one other person to rep it and then all of a sudden it explodes? This is more comfortable than Boost.
Don't play yourself.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if it can be more comfortable, but it looks exactly like Boost. It just...
Right, so
don't play yourself.
Someone out there said VaporMax is more comfortable than Boost. We don't know if that's true or not.
Has anybody here tried on VaporMax yet?
No, but
I've seen more people say that it's false. That's like a false equivalency. Then
I heard that
it is.
VaporMax are pretty bad to wear.
Really?
I did.
I mean, so
damn it.
Shout out to Doc Leon. He's one of the homies on Instagram. He said that. He sent me something, and they said that it is awful to
me. I wish you didn't
no
tell me
stability
that.
At
I wish
all.
You didn't tell me. But we felt the same way about these. About
Flyknit. But racers aren't comfortable.
Racers. What?
Racers aren't comfortable. They have no air. They have no air, no zoom, no nothing. They're just
comfortable.
They're just easy to throw on. But Puma and Energy / Boost, it don't matter.
It probably doesn't matter because it's Puma.
You're right.
I mean,
Now, like you said, if the contract ends with Adidas and other companies can use it, that might be a problem.
Nike Boost.
I mean, yeah. Well, it won't be
Nike might open up the bags and throw the bags at them just to buy the technology so nobody
can
use it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, is that Puma didn't – what the weirdest part about it is Puma didn't even use BASF. They took the technology and went to a company in the U.S. and had the company in the U.S. make it.
So that's Puma's problem.
That's what makes no sense.
They're morons.
Puma did?
Yeah, because – Adidas' contract is specifically with BASF, so BASF can't make that technology for anyone else. But the court ruling said you can't exclusively use it. Like, it's not a patented technology. So
they probably use BASS. Bass.
Look at Jordan. Whatever. Anyways, Boost is also on Puma, so go to puma.com and you can buy Energy, and it's exactly like Boost.
Exactly the same.
And it's $59.
And it'll boost you.
And shout out to the cat that said, we hate everything. It was a cat that sent us a message like, on YouTube. He was like, you guys hate everything. He said, the synopsis of our show is, love Boost, hate everything.
No. Did he? Oh, yeah, he said, we hate Jordans, we hate this,
we hate everything.
That.
Yeah.
And then I responded to him and said, that's cool, because I just bought Jordan Royal Ones, Jordan 11 Lows, Jordan.
Yeah, we all bought Royal Ones, Bread Ones, we bought everything. So, I mean.
What is this? This is a commercial you're talking
that's
about?
A commercial. That's one of them.
I've literally never seen this commercial in my life, though. Okay.
You've seen the commercial before.
I've never seen them before in my life, though.
What else?
It's like a carpet
about?
Commercial. He just spilled.
First of all, until George
it's not
brought
a carpet commercial, but
until
okay.
George brought this topic up, I had no idea that the originator of Adidas and Puma were brothers, and that the companies have had bad blood and been suing each other since before George.
Neither. I just thought they were just part of the Nazi party. That was it. That's fact.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they were Nazis, but
they might
were.
Have been.
Well, back
I mean,
in that day,
if you were a person of power in Germany in those days, there probably wasn't anyway.
It was like Hitler, Adidas, Puma.
Yes, he had a walking shoe company.
And Mercedes-Benz.
It competed with Rockport. Hitler started Rockport.
I used to know some drug dealers in the old neighborhood.
It was not sports.
I used to know these drug dealers that drove the original Mercedes-Benz. And we used to be like, bro, they have no idea.
Yeah, but they were in the movie Colors.
Okay, no, they were in Inglewood. Facts. Most of the part. They were by MacArthur Park. Top 10 all-white sneakers?
Top 10 all-white sneakers.
I got any shout-outs to anybody? Anybody?
No, we talked about everything. No,
shout-out to Mr. Milos.
Nah, I mean.
Shout-out to Jay.
Shout-out to Jay. We didn't talk about the draft.
Oh, we didn't talk about the draft.
NBA playoffs.
We didn't.
Well, NBA playoffs suck.
They don't suck.
They don't suck, but they suck. I hate the Warriors.
The two biggest NBA watchers of all time right here. I'm
watching it. I didn't say they suck.
It's regular.
Yeah, so you don't care.
There's not any until the conference finals anymore. There's no surprises.
I'm just like, hurry up.
I mean, I guess, hurry up
and get the Warriors and Cavs to the finals.
Yeah, so we can see who's gonna. Yeah.
Somebody said that the first round series should go back to 5 games.
I would agree with that.
Seven is too absolutely long. This is strictly money making.
Totally think they should go back to 5 games. Wait, what happened? What's the Celtics Bulls series? Is that
tied 2-2?
2-2? Okay.
They play tonight.
They play in Boston right now.
It's basically tied at halftime. Boston's up 2.
Draft. I only care about the Cowboys, obviously. We need defense on every single area on the field. That's it.
I'm like so back and forth on Myles Garrett coming number one to the Browns.
Well, it sucks for you guys because he said he wants to come to the Cowboys. So whenever his contract ends and the Cowboys throw a bag at him, he's going to come to the Cowboys.
I so badly
Cowboys could suck by then.
I hope that the Browns trade out of number one. I don't think anybody's looking to move up to number one. But
you gotta
get a quarterback. Really hope.
You don't have a choice.
There's not a quarterback.
Yeah, but they got the number 12 pick, too.
And they could trade back. Like, if they trade back to, like, 5 or 6, like, I mean, I don't think there's a quarterback that's – I like Cody Kessler, so I want Cody Kessler to get one more year. They traded for Brock Osweiler. Like, let him see – I mean – 2 years ago, or a year ago, when Brock Osweiler was a free agent, people were falling over to try to sign him.
I wasn't. He sucked at ASU.
So, I mean, like, he's gone from, like, this high commodity to somebody that nobody wants. Like, give him a year. The Browns never give anybody a chance.
Yeah, but see, Houston may have been bidding against themselves in that thing. I don't know if he had a lot of suitors, like Denver and Houston. Go back to Denver or Houston give him the money. So,
but my problem is the Browns draft a quarterback every year, and they never give a quarterback they draft more than a year. Like, no quarterback... What quarterback's ever won a Super Bowl?
We already know Cleveland didn't get Osweiler to play him. They did that.
They did it for the pick.
Yeah, clear money and picks and whatever else.
But they also haven't cut him. And we'll see what they do with Josh Gordon.
Yeah, but
Josh Gordon,
they haven't cut him because of like something with the contract. They can't cut him to a certain date or something.
They said they're letting him compete for the starting job.
Yeah, right.
With Kessler as of right now.
I think they'll pick a quarterback, but I don't think they'll pick a quarterback one. Although that's what they're saying is it's trending towards picking Trubisky number one because he's a local kid.
I've seen them taking Myles Garrett one, trading back into the top 5 to pick up Trubisky.
Oh yeah, that's the worst thing you could do.
That'd be the smartest thing to do. Grab Garrett and trade back in and then get the quarterback.
Why do you need to trade up to get him?
I mean, he shouldn't go to the second round anyway.
Okay, well, I'm saying
then you
like,
give all kinds of shit up to get back into the top 5.
That's terrible. Okay, fine. I'm just saying that Garrett, they need talent.
Myles Garrett's like the next Von Miller.
If you think that giving up picks is the right thing for Cleveland, you are severely mistaken.
They were willing to give up so many picks to get fucking what's his name from the Patriots.
Who? Giving up,
but he's a proven commodity.
No, that's not the difference.
Yes, he is.
How many games has he started?
It doesn't matter. When he played well and won.
So did Brock Osweiler. Osweiler took
that's
the team.
That's definitely not true.
Yeah.
That's definitely not true.
Denver he did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In Denver.
He had the best defense in football last year and did nothing.
And what's his name? Garoppolo is playing for the best coach ever to exist in the NFL.
You're right, but the thing is Cleveland wouldn't be the only team that would give up that for him. No one else would give anything up for Osweiler unless they were trying to buy picks. That's it.
Look, moral of the story is Cleveland needs Jesus Christ, and that's
Cleveland needs a savior,
or Buddha, or whoever else you guys worship. We don't judge around here.
Or Sky Pilot.
yes, the guy on the cloud.
SP.
I
mean, that's the equivalent of it. So. You heard it here first. This is from George, by the way.
Yes, that's your opinion. top 10 all white sneakers ever to us. And shout out to Jay. He's the one that suggested this idea. At Shanghai Soul. Shout out to him.
We got to figure out what happened at ESPN, too, by the way. I mean, I kind of know why. I haven't looked at it
yet. Who got laid off?
100 people.
Like, people that are on TV?
TV personalities, right?
Like, oh, I got to look at that.
Super famous people. I want to look at that first. Ed Werder, gone.
Ed Werder?
Yep, gone.
Okay, I got to look at that. We can't talk about that yet.
What about Swami?
I have no idea. They probably won't fire him.
They can't let him go,
right? I mean, unless he... No, he's had some questionable stuff with some, like...
Okay, that's different. That's not why they let people go. They let people go because they're losing money.
Okay, well, we need to look at that before we talk about that.
Yeah.
Top 10 all-white sneakers.
He's not sexually harassing anybody anymore.
He's good. All-white sneakers.
They don't have to pay those losses.
To us. And I hate all-white sneakers, and I still don't have a number 7 or 6, so...
So then we should have done top 5.
And Wale white shoes might be one of the best.
Well, my list is not all-white sneakers, so...
Wale's white shoes might be one of the most underrated hip-hop songs of all time. Facts.
I don't think I ever heard it.
What? You should give it a ring. You should put it in your headphones.
Throw it on your YouTube when you get
home. You already know I'm not a huge fan of Wale. I've had like Wale tapes before he was famous.
Tapes.
Tapes?
Tapes. Tapes.
That's what it's called in hip hop, Ryan.
8-tracks?
It's called tapes.
You got 8-tracks. Let's go. I had Wale vinyls, okay?
It's not called a mix CD. It's called a mix tape.
All right. Who's gonna go first? Their bottom.
Shout out to Six Tapes.
I got
Six
Tapes. 76 Tapes.
76 Tapes.
Shout out to 76 Tapes.
Even his name is Tapes. It's not 76 CDs.
Yes, 76 downloads.
76 streams.
It's not 76 EPs.
So you guys got to go because I got to think of a 6 and a 7.
All right, you want to go first?
I mean,
you got honorable mention.
Top 5. Then.
Do you have honorable mention?
Yes.
No, okay, let's do top 10.
Because I didn't pick. You don't even have 10 shoes.
I got enough.
Go, okay, have shoes that are all white. That's the thing.
Okay, you want me to do honorable mentions?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I'll do honorable mentions.
Top 10 white sneakers.
Mainly white shoes.
Top 10 majority white shoes to us. I mean, I was going to put gum. There was like gum bottom shoes I wanted to put in, like undefeated dunks
stuff,
I wanted to put in, but I didn't because they had gum and
gum bottoms.
Brown.
I debated on that.
I'm interested to hear 18 all white shoes that supposedly are dope.
Yeah, honorable mentions.
I highly doubt it.
SF Air Force One, all whites.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Sock Dart Independence Day, all whites.
Are those the ones that are.
I just can't stand
seeing
my toes.
Maybe I've seen all reds.
Seeing my toes?
A sock dart all white shoe.
All white shoe.
That's not bad. I wouldn't buy it because I won't buy any sock dart.
Stan Smith. All white Stan Smith.
That should be in your top 10.
Yeah, but I just put Stan Smith Boost.
Okay.
I mean, why does it have to be all white? It's mainly white.
Vans.
I don't even know if I've seen a Stan Smith that's completely white.
Vans era all white.
The green. And
all right. That shouldn't even count. That's not even.
That's a good one. I'm writing that down.
Hold on.
He needs two ideas.
Question low. All white.
Oh, God.
And
no way, bro.
Aneva Woven. All white Aneva Woven.
I don't care.
What the heck is that?
The Aneva Woven. The Nike Aneva Woven.
I hate that woven stuff.
I like it now.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
Enough out of you. You've talked enough today. All right.
And the last honorable mention I have, the Pure Money 4s.
Yeah, that's on my list.
It's on my list. Because
there's not that many white shoes.
Okay.
He was looking for something else to put in.
No, I got that on there.
You're looking for something else to put in that
go
spot.
Ahead. Number 10.
You want to go? You going to honorable mention?
Honorable mention, Kobe 9, HTM, gum bottom. That's mainly
gum
white.
Bottom. Sucks.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, mainly white. OVO 12.
Shit, I didn't even think of that.
It's mainly white. There's another color in there.
99% white and gold.
OVO 12 suck.
OVO 10 suck. The 12s aren't too bad.
OVO 12 black.
The 12 don't suck.
OVO 12 black suck.
The 10s don't suck. Shut up.
They suck.
No, 10s suck. No.
The 12s are better than the
12s are better than 10s.
No, the 10s are better than the 12s.
No.
I didn't put 10s on here, so I disagree. And then the other one was it didn't come out too long ago, the NMD PK all white with the gum bottom.
Okay, you can't say that because it's a gum bottom.
I already said one with a gum bottom. So, I mean, it's over.
Fuck it all up.
You don't like any rules, do you?
All right. You don't like following the rules.
Okay, the reason why is you literally can go through this, and how are you going to find more than 4 all-white shoes?
I have 18.
Yes, buy everything.
The one I didn't say I scratched off was honorable mentions Triple White Janowskis.
You buy everything. There's
Triple White Janowskis are fire.
You don't,
all Janowskis
okay,
are
here's
fire.
The thing. Everything you own, you don't think is fire. Sometimes you just buy stuff just to buy stuff.
Yeah, because it's cheap.
Okay, exactly. So you don't, everything you own, you don't think is dope.
No.
So you can't have a list of 18. Well, you actually, you can have a list of 18.
We talked about
shoes.
Today, too. We buy a lot of stuff, too, that we know eventually is going
to
suck.
Yes, I mentioned that, but I'm willing to admit that. He doesn't. That's a difference.
Ooh, I just thought about my wife, bruh.
Yes, cocaine.
Oh,
yes, sorry. Most of my stuff. I would say
pick any shoe and spill cocaine on it, and then say, it's this shoe with cocaine.
60% of my shoes probably suck.
Ryan, go number 10. Nah, they don't.
You know how honorable?
Number 10.
Looking for shoes.
Number 10.
Anniversary Jordan 11s.
I got those on there.
That's a good one. I forgot that exists.
Number 9. Triple white NMDs. Not the gum bottom.
Yeah,
triple whites.
Oh, yeah, those earlier suck. One.
They do suck, actually. Number 8.
That's number 9.
Number 8.
The gum bottoms are way better.
This is the only one that's questionable on my list. Jordan 1 Los Angeles because the sock liner is tan, but the shoe is white.
Yeah, but a little bit of color here and there I still all consider right. all white. I'm not talking about pure white. Like, it doesn't have to be like
7,
going to heaven.
A shoe that Greg.
Yes.
A shoe that.
Going to heaven.
Number 7, a shoe that Greg hates every time that I bring up. All white answer lows.
Didn't
love that
just
shoe.
Say all white? Wasn't that?
I said question
low. Answer
low. Oh, question low.
Answers are the zipper one.
Oh, yeah, those suck.
See, he hates them.
They suck, though. Those shouldn't even be low tops. So they were already low enough. Why did they make them lower?
The low answers are fire.
They were almost flip-flops. That's how low they were.
Yes,
I think they made a flip-flop version of it.
They made a slide version of them. They made one that you put your foot in. They didn't have a back. Yes, they did. They actually did.
This shoe went from here to here to slide in. What's number?
Those
suck.
Number 6 to round out my bottom 5. Chuck Taylors.
That's a good one. That's a real good one, actually. What's wrong with Chuck
Taylor,
George?
There's nothing wrong with it, but like, why would we made so many lists and y'all were like, "Oh, Vans don't count," or like,
"You're a liar."
We never
always
said Vans don't count.
On stuff always.
When did we say
don't
Vans
ever
say
last
that.
List I just made last week or whatever?
When
it was like, "What 10 shoes would you keep?" And you were like, "I don't have any Vans on here." There ain't no Vans don't count.
I didn't say they didn't.
We
count.
Said
yes, you did.
We said Vans were so iconic that
first
you
of all,
could keep as many as you wanted.
No. What you said and what he said was completely different.
I don't know about that.
You said you can buy Vans whenever. Well, no shit, you can buy Vans whenever. What, but the point was keeping 10 shoes.
No, but what we were saying was like you could buy Vans anytime. Like you could go buy a pair of.
But that wasn't the topic.
All white Chuck Taylors or
keeping
all white
10 shoes. Anyways,
you want.
That's not the first time you guys
What's
said Vans 10? Don't count. All right.
What's your number 10? Joel?
Obviously, Vans, all white Vans count. What's the name made them famous? Vans man.
Damn Daniel?
Daniel man. Daniel
yeah,
Vans.
Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel.
He got Vans for life or something because of that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Dang, we should have made a video.
Or that or Chicken for Life, one or the other. I don't know.
He got something.
Number 10, Stan Smith Boost. If you want to put all white Stan Smith, whatever. I don't care.
I consider that all white. It's just a little
okay.
Back.
I mean, the Boost is going to yellow,
though. So then you're not arguing.
It's going to be gum bottom.
Number 9.
I just don't get how you could just be like Stan Smith Boost and not just Stan Smith.
Stan Smith.
Like, that's like, fine. Pick one. The other one, Stan Smith Boost, is more comfortable.
So disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful.
Yes, it is.
One is more comfortable
it's
than
so
the other one. If you had an Ultra Boost that was an Ultra Boost upper with an out Boost on the bottom, you wouldn't buy it, would you?
I would just.
Maybe, yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Future Craft.
Oh, no. I've
no,
said
you wouldn't.
There are shoes I said I'd
yes,
buy without
you're paying
Boost.
$5,000. Good
okay.
for you.
Let's go. Oh, Future Crafts. Let's go. Number 9.
Number 9 is 2 shoes in 1, Anniversary Jordan 11 and Columbia Jordan 11. Anniversary 11 is better, but they belong together.
The Columbia 11 is not all white.
It's mainly
it's
white.
Fine.
Yes, it is. Mainly white. What is there, like,
you
3
really
hits of blue
shit,
on here?
Don't you? Pause.
First of all, the original Columbia Jordan 11 did not have a blue bottom, number 1, so that
that's,
was not
that's
white.
A true story
I mean, that
too.
Was not blue.
That's
it a had
true
a
story
little
too.
Bit of blue on the back and on the tongue, and that's
it. That's why I could not stand these newer, whatever these were,
yeah,
legends.
You notice I didn't say a Legend 11. I said
Columbia
11. Right. Number 8, Concepts, Jelly 5, 8 Ball. I mean, it's a cocaine shoe, so I've got to be on the
it's
list.
It's off-white, though.
I don't
they're
care.
Tan and red.
They're not tan.
Tan is a shirt.
They're definitely
they're
not tan.
Tan and red.
No, they're not. They're white. Whether
they
whether
black.
It's like
they're tan, red, and
shaded
black.
White or grayish white or whatever, they're not tan. They're
well,
the furthest thing from tan. Look it up on your phone.
Furthest thing from white.
Well, cocaine.
No, they're not.
Cocaine.
They're called 8-ball cocaines. They're definitely white. I mean,
no, they look like
if you make crack, yes, it's a hint of like yellow.
No,
yes,
yes
crack,
depending
no.
on what you cut it with.
What are you talking about? Crack is whiter than cocaine. Cocaine is wrapped up in saran.
No, it's not. You know what? No,
you know what?
No, we're not having that conversation.
You know what?
What
you use the wrong laundry detergent.
No, it's not.
When you put
you were using Clorox.
Cocaine in to make it the baking soda, scrape it off the side of a coffee pot, it's whiter than
how do you know all this?
Yes, the cocaine is the whiter part than crack. You just said the other way around.
Let's go ahead, man. Go to number 8.
Have you never seen a crack rock before?
Go to number 8.
Crack
have
rocks
you ever
are
seen
like,
cocaine?
I've seen it all, actually.
I've seen it all. Let's go to number 8.
Number 7, Pure Money Jordan 4. Number 6, EQT 9317 white.
9317 white?
It's mainly white.
Man.
That's not white. It has infrared on it.
It's
And black. And gray.
It's mainly white.
Man, you need to chill out. You really stretched this shit.
You hate following rules.
You hate it.
Okay, number one, there's not enough all-white shoes to make this list.
When you hear my list, you're going to be like, oh, all right, then.
You just wrote two things from his list on your list.
No,
so
I didn't.
Actually,
no,
let's
didn't.
Not go
I'm
there.
I'm surprised Ryan didn't say one that I got on here. Let's go. Number 10, just the regular Air Force One. It's legendary.
No, sucks.
I didn't say I'm rock. Okay, let's
You go. Said make a list of top 10 shoes. It's not going on my list, and you already knew that.
I didn't put it on there because it
sucks,
too.
Amen.
No, I'm sorry, don't try to calm me down.
I'm sorry. You put
no,
a shoe. You said just, make your own list of 10. Okay. If I want to make your list, yes, I'll have it on. I'm making my list.
Okay.
Highs or lows.
Before I just start with my 10, let's go back to what sucks mean. Okay. Air Force Ones don't suck. You own them.
Oh, they super suck.
Wait, no. Which one? No.
Stop.
Supreme Air Force Ones?
I don't care if it's Supreme. I don't care if it's part of the military. I don't care what it is. A Air Force One sneaker doesn't suck.
They suck.
Air Force One, we just don't wear.
No. That's your opinion.
A foamposite doesn't suck.
Super sucks.
We just don't wear it.
No, they all suck.
A Supreme Air More Up Tempo sucks. But a regular Nike Air More Up Tempo
doesn't suck. You just said you like the Supreme
suck.
Air More Up Tempos. You said you were going to try to cop them.
I'm trying to cop and sell or trade.
You wouldn't wear the gold ones?
Nike barely got it right when they got three letters on a sneaker. Now they're trying to fit seven. Like... And I said this to somebody. If Supreme was smart, they should have did the Supreme in cursive around the sneaker. That would have been fire.
It doesn't matter. Right. It's going to sell either way. Supreme doesn't care about the resale after the fact. They just care about it blowing through the store at the
all
beginning.
All of us are going to be sitting on our computers.
I'm not talking about. I know they don't care about us. Refreshing. Supreme doesn't. They literally don't care about
yeah,
us.
So you said if they were smart, they'd put cursive. It's still going to
sell.
You know
what? It'd be fire if it was cursive. It's going to sell.
All right. Well, for you.
But Air Force Ones don't suck.
Suck. They suck.
We don't wear them, and we're not buying them.
You don't wear them because they don't suck. I don't wear them because they do suck. See the difference?
Air Force Ones, number 10.
Sucks.
Legendary.
Sucks. They may be legendary. That's fine.
Lows, highs.
Uptowns, call them what you want. They suck.
All right.
They suck.
All right.
Number 9, Jordan Money 4, Pure Monies, whatever. Those, okay. Now, those, to me, I'm not rocking them, but they look high. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 8, the Air More Up Tempo Juwan Howards. Y'all might not remember those.
I do. Oh, my God. I do remember those.
Don't
those
care,
were
they
fire as
up.
Hell. All white.
And they had the clear water air bubbles.
Those
all
were
white.
Fire. Fire. I actually had those.
Fire. Had those.
Those were fire.
Number 7.
They probably were super dope in 97 or whenever they came out.
They'd be super dope now.
They suck now.
They're still
dope now.
They suck now.
I don't think any of the Air More Up Tempos right now suck at all.
No.
I'm just not
I'm not buying them. I actually have.
That's where we differ. If you're not buying because you can't wear it or you don't want to. This is my thing. If you're not going to pay retail for a shoe or not going to wear a shoe, it sucks.
Our motto is under retail or over retail. It doesn't matter with us. All right.
Assuming you wear it. If you're not going to number one, you're not going to buy it for retail. Number two, you wouldn't buy it when it's on sale to wear it. It sucks. I'm sorry. That's my rule.
If I saw Air More Up Tempo at Nordstrom Rack for $77.27,
I'd buy it.
Facts.
Right. Then I'm gonna need to see
a black
you wear
white,
those.
OG. I'd
nah, if it was $77.29, I ain't moving.
Baby. I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna. I mean, then wear it.
All right. Number 7, say. Vans Era. All right. Vans Era or Old Schools,
you
all white.
Stole that.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Number 6, the latest, the Cruz all whites. Victor Cruz all whites.
Those
I got
are
those.
Bone though. Those are like gray.
Stop.
Kinda, aren't they? That's like off.
They're lighter white
you're
than cocaine
like
eight balls. No, they're lighter white than cocaine.
It's probably
eight
no.
Balls.
I don't
is
know.
Is that the one that you're surprised didn't have my list?
Huh?
That was the one you surprised I didn't have my list?
I'm surprised you didn't have that in the list.
I didn't. I did actually.
Number, let's go, Ryan. Top 5.
Top 5. Numero. Cinco. Vans slip ons. All white. I prefer the slip ons over the Eras.
You see what he did there? He put two different Vans on the same list, and you guys are the ones who were like, Vans don't even count.
They're different.
Number 4.
But yes, Stan Smith with Boost is not different from the regular Stan Smith.
You're just insane.
Okay. You are. You're crazy.
Those shoes are the same, but two different Vans can be on the same list.
Now, one has Vans, laces, okay. One has a slip-on.
Now, Vans slip-ons should
what
be.
What am I listening to right now?
Vans slip-ons, to me, should always have checkers on them. To me. Slip-ons. That's just me. All
none
whites,
of us
I
have worn
it.
A pair of Vans slip-ons. Well, maybe you maybe have.
I have.
In years. When?
I have
last
plenty
summer.
Plenty of them.
I didn't say do you own them. I have 500 pairs of Vans
last
that I don't
I wore
wear.
White-red slip-ons.
When was the last time you wore a Vans slip-on?
I go like the mailbox summer. Or something.
Yes, and house shoes. That doesn't count. Like, what are you talking about?
Last summer, I wore Mickey Mouse slip-ons here.
That's fact.
I believe that. But,
and I wear white red slip-ons. And I have white blue slip-ons. I haven't worn them, but I'll wear them this summer for you.
But it's also on your list.
Pause.
You're arguing for it. Of course you wore it.
All right, what's number four?
Number four, Independence Day Air Max 90 whites.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No?
No. Yes.
Only navies and
reds. Hyperfuse. Hyperfuse, yes. What are you talking about? You're trying to find 10 all-white shoes. Of course it matters. No.
Find 10 all-white shoes and actually... They're all right. They're two different things.
No.
Those suck.
Air Those Max 90 all
definitely need to be on there.
No, they're not.
They're right. Hyperfuse. They're sick.
Those definitely need to be on your list. If you made a list of 10 all-white shoes and didn't put those on there, you're smoking, the actual stuff we just were talking about.
Now, you wear reds more than anything else in your whole collection.
Reds. Reds are my favorite.
So where do blues fall?
They're like number 20.
So we make an all-Navy list. Our blues
in they're in the top 10.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. Next.
Next. Number three. Craig's going to hate this one. Yeezy 350 V2 white.
Not even out yet. Like
Urban Necessities put them up for sale today for $650. Number two.
They're not even out yet. You got them in the top five?
One of you guys did that the other day. Last week, the other episode.
Just no, go. You did. He did. You put volcanoes in the top. Yes, you
no,
did.
No, you did.
No, I said honorable mention volcanoes. I said they're not out yet. Honorable mentions. Just you go. Put them in the top 10. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. All right, number two. Triple white Ultra Boost 1.0, only 1.0 on triple whites.
Which one?
Agree.
The one with like the yellowish.
Oh, all right. I'm fine with it.
Like the original.
The other one's better.
The one that Kanye wore.
The one that Kanye wore.
Well, he wore more than one too, but yeah.
And number one, Goddess Flyknit Racer. Might be the greatest all white shoe of all time. I love that shoe.
I had a feeling it was going to be on the list, but that's definitely not number one.
George, number five.
Number five, NMD PK OG. It has one red and one blue brick on it, but the shoe's all white. So,
what? No, what shoe is it? About.
The OG NMD PK. So the black one is just a white one. One red brick, one blue brick.
One blue brick.
And it's the rest of it's all bricks. White.
Oh, the OGs.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And the rest of it is all white.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was thinking about.
Bro, my list would have been so different OG. If I could include other
That's
colors.
A good list.
I mean,
no, okay. It's not. Don't. No,
starting,
no don't
the top
encourage
five.
Him.
The top five
don't
is starting out.
Him. Don't encourage him.
Okay, number four.
What are you talking
you
about?
You better have something other than Boost in your top five.
Man. Yeah, there is. Okay. Number four, I agree with Simple. Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Independence Day Whites.
Dang, we even had it in the same Flames. Slot.
Okay, do you guys want them? Because I could get those at a great price anywhere.
You don't want anything that's on this top 10. That's not the point. You literally just made that point that
How
you don't
can
want
you get
this
them for?
Stuff.
How much can you get them for?
No, I don't want them. You just said make a list of 10 shoes that you
I
wear.
I could get those for cheap.
Like 100?
Okay. Let's chill.
Oh, you know somebody?
Like 225. Yes.
You know somebody?
Yes,
know somebody?
I do. They always trying to sell them to me.
How much? What size?
My size, same size as you.
Dang, I'm gonna have to
225.
Red ones too.
My answer is no.
Yes, if there's a red one, I cop them. What's your number three?
Number three, Yeezy V2 350 triple white.
You can't shoot it, fucking.
It's on there, printed. Those, it's on there, printed.
Dang. It's not even out. Yet.
That means that another one
care.
Of my top two are in your top two,
that
which means that there's only one difference.
Is so whack.
Yeah, that's.
I
that's
can
fine.
Guarantee if I get an all white Yeezy, I'm not keeping. That's
you
a
will.
100%
because
fact,
it will violate your rules, so
it's
you can't
so
keep it.
Other,
you will
all wear. White You'll shoes wear. Are so whack. They shouldn't even exist.
You wanted to go buy Goddess when you saw me wearing
this list was though. Your idea.
No, it was Jay's idea.
You accepted it.
No, we literally thought about this today. All right. Look.
Number two, Jordan 4 white cement and Jordan 3 white cement.
That doesn't count.
They're mainly white.
No, that doesn't count. No,
they're mainly
you,
white.
That doesn't count. That's
I don't
stupid.
Care. They're mainly
you
white.
You can't do that.
You can't call them cements.
You have to say pure.
You can't call them cements and say all whites.
You like, and if that was counted, that should be your number one.
All white.
So you have to say pure money threes.
Nah, because the number one.
You have to say,
pure money threes.
No.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
no,
you
I
do.
Don't. Why yeah, would
yes,
I? Pure
do.
Money threes are yes, trash.
Okay. Well, you can't say white cement because that
yeah,
fucking doesn't
I said pure
count.
Money fours are number seven.
Fine. Whatever. Number one.
That's my list.
What's number
you
one?
You got
yeah,
your list.
Your lists are always different than our list.
What's number one?
Number one, Triple White Ultra Boost 1.0, but not the one he said, the J&B Collective or J&D Collective, whatever it is. That one actually has the white bottom and the knit is all white. It was a consortium pair.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Look it up.
My turn.
Triple White Ultra Boost J&D Collective.
I'm surprised you guys didn't even have this.
That
I fucking hate that you have white cement on your list.
That's the one that
That's
Kanye
bullshit.
Wore.
That's so bullshit.
I don't care. This is the phase of a person who doesn't
That's
care.
That's like me saying like Concord 11s.
No, that's that could be
Concord 11. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
White with black patent leather.
I don't know if that's majority white though.
Yes, it is. is. It's 90%. It meets the NBA rule. 90-20. It meets the 90-10 rule.
Definitely not 90%. Because if that's 90%, Jordan 4 white cement is about 99% by your rule.
Number 5, Adidas shell toe. Just a shell toe Adidas.
I don't care about them anymore.
I fought between putting that and Stan Smith.
I owned them in 1996 and 95 or whatever, and I don't own them anymore. I don't care. Yes, there's a lot of stuff I own back then.
It was you, Run DMC, and Grandmaster Flash. All y'all was walking down the street.
Yes, you were carrying a boombox.
He had tapes. He was carrying a crate.
You guys are about 10 years off on that joke. But.
Number 4, Triple White Ultra Boost 1.0, just because. 3, Racer Goddess. The only all-white shoe that might matter on Earth right now. But I got it number 3.
Okay, I mean, you can get it under retail, so
number 2,
that's not true.
Number 2, Adidas Stan Smith. I don't care if it got Boost. I don't care if it got Flex Prime Knit. I don't care what it got. And number 1, Reebok Classic Ice Bottoms. Facts. Reebok Classic Ice Bottoms. Reebok Classic Ice Bottoms.
Oh, my God.
What you got?
I want to change my number 1 to the Calabasas.
All right. Y'all done with the show today?
The last 20 minutes was just the worst foolishness I've ever heard in my entire life. Because
of you.
Yeah, your list was
Way
off, bro. We'll see what people think tomorrow.
You need to put Calabasas on your list.
Calabasas suck.
No, they
Calabasas
don't.
Yes,
do
they
suck.
Do.
You think they suck?
They suck.
You wouldn't wear them.
Ass.
You got them for $100, you'd wear them?
$100 for Calabasas?
Would you wear them?
No.
How much did you pay for them?
They don't even say Yeezy on them.
I think they cost $100. How much did you pay? $120 or something.
They paid $120. So you get under retail $100.
$49 at the most. I'm talking about Finish Line.
No, I would not wear them.
I got reward points.
No, I would not.
You wouldn't wear them.
I would wear the regular Adidas version of that shoe before I would wear the Calabasas one. And last year before Yeezy was wearing it. So no one would be like.
Now you're just being contrary.
Yeah. No, people. Have you not seen the pictures of people wearing that shoe? It looks so ridiculous. And they only want it because he wore it. That's
Why does it look ridiculous? Does it look ridiculous?
Exactly.
Why does it look ridiculous?
Exactly. You have no response.
I'm going to go buy a Reebok workouts.
Well, let's go like this. Calabasas?
That's a different shoe.
Whoa, it's the same shoe.
Let's go like this. Calabasas on feet looks better than Yeezy All-White V2s on feet.
Stop it.
Neither one of you can wear an All-White Yeezy V2 on feet. Nobody can.
Don't believe
Hold
me,
my
just
beer.
Watch.
Hold my beer.
Yes. You're going to get them, and you're going to do this.
Well, I have to get them first, so that's not guaranteed.
Suck. Is there anything else? Any shout-outs to anybody, anything?
Shout-out to all the disciples.
The disciples. Dude, the
shout-out to the disciples. Shout-out Rejuvenator.
Shout-out Rejuvenator.
We're going to get some beaters out with some Rejuvenators.
Yes.
Rejuvenate your shit. Get your shit right. Get Rejuvenator laundry detergent for your clothes. Rejuvenate your clothes.
All right. Anything else?
That's a sneak dude.
That's a sneak dude.